let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, great to have you listening on today's program. It was Mark Twain who once wrote, "Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter." Let's face it, we all age, but do we always need to look like we're aging? Is it possible to slow down the aging process? And why is it that some celebrities and other people look the same today as they did, well, 10 years ago, while others look like they've aged 30 years in 10 years? Our guest on today's This Week in America is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., and she's focused her studies on longevity, anti-aging, and high-level wellness for over 30 years. She will give us 10 surefire tips to help keep our body, mind, and spirit youthful no matter our age. Sounds good to me. In one of her latest books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, she writes, "The body reflects the mind, and the mind reflects the spirit, and we all have within us the power to age gracefully, live fully, and enjoy a balanced lifestyle." Let's find out her secrets now. Welcome back to This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. And I got my notepad here. I'm all ready to take notes as we talk today. Looking forward to this, aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully.
Hi, Rick. You know, we all want that, whether we're male or female, and no matter our age, we want to pretty much look like we're not aging. And these are the tips that I've shared worldwide that I'm putting into my 10 favorite tips. So I love this topic today.
Yeah, I said aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully. Do we have to pick just one of those, or can we actually have all three of them?
You know, we can have all three. You can choose whatever you want. You know, life is all about choices.
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because you talk to some people and they're like 20s, 30s. Why should I be concerned about aging? I have a long way to go. Or you talk to somebody who's in their mid-70s and they're like, oh, it's too late now. Shouldn't we begin whatever age, no matter how old, how young, we should begin now?
You know, we absolutely should, and we should take our health a little more seriously, especially in our younger years. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who once said, and this is pretty much my health philosophy in a nutshell, health is our greatest wealth. And, you know, if you think about it, most people will agree, because if you don't have your health, nothing else seems to go well in life. And regardless, this is on a plus side here, regardless of our age, our level of health, our current diet or living habits, at any moment we can always choose differently. We can make better choices. And if you're a baby boomer like I am, and I know you are too, keep in mind that all those changes that were once labeled milestones of growing older, like high blood pressure, fragile bones, significant memory loss, wrinkles, reduced vision, lack of energy and libido, they're no longer considered inevitable. And the diet and lifestyle choices that I recommend in my new trio set of three books, and I practice myself, will help keep you looking and feeling vibrantly healthy and alive at any age. Because today I feel as young and as exuberant as I ever did. And everybody listening can feel the same way, too.
And you can get that information at Dr. Susan's website, which is simply SusanSmithJones.com. Log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. We've talked before about high-level wellness, and let's start the conversation there. Talk about that, the importance, the role that plays in aging gracefully.
All right. Well, in my estimation, high-level wellness is the result of the countless choices that you make regarding everything, your diet, exercise, how you think, your beliefs, your expectations. And, you know, undoubtedly, we've all made choices that have been poor ones in our lives, but you can use your past mistakes and learn from them. But any program you're on, it always must start with a commitment. And I like to ask people in my talks, are you willing to make a commitment to your health? And if you are, remember, it always starts with, you've got to have some self-discipline. And I see discipline as that ability to carry out a resolution, a goal, long after the mood has, or the enthusiasm has left you, like exercise. You're all gung-ho to exercise the first week of January, and then lots of people lose motivation. But that's all right. You've got to keep your word, make your commitment, And then every day you wake up is like a new beginning to start fresh and to continue on with your commitment.
Talking about the 10 tips to live a healthy, happy, and balanced life in body, mind, and spirit. And you say they're all interconnected, and we'll talk about that as we go through the 10. The first one you have is be grateful. Talk about the importance of that. And when you think about it, that's really peace of mind, being content. That's where it all begins for many of us, isn't it?
And it does, exactly. And what I'm talking about is body, mind, and spirit, because like you just said, they're all connected. And regardless of the circumstances of your life, the losses you've suffered, gratitude can always help you. Because gratitude is that dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. It's like a connecting link between you and all channels of good that you have in your life. So if you can find one thing, Rick, one thing, however small, to be thankful for, and you hold on to that feeling for as little as 15 seconds, and here's the great news. Studies show that so many subtle and beneficial physiological changes take place in your body just by feeling grateful, like you reduce the stress hormone cortisol. Your coronary arteries relax by feeling grateful about something. Your heart rhythm becomes harmonious. Your breathing becomes deeper. You more fully oxygenate your body. You get in a better mood. So take a little time every day to think about those things in your life for which you're grateful. It's a great stress buster, and what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life.
One of the tips is exercise for life, and talk about that. It obviously will change over the course of a lifetime how you go about exercise. And we've discussed this before, no matter what you do, even if it's walking a little bit further into work every day from the parking lot, that's beneficial.
Yes, and when I say exercise for life, I mean do it for your whole life,
yes.
But it will also give you more life. And exercise is the key to aging gracefully, to youthful vitality at any age. Nothing does more to make you vibrantly healthy than a regular fitness program. It will unlock brain power, physical stamina, and mental clarity. It gives your skin a youthful glow. It puts wings under your confidence. And what you always want to do with a program is find a balance between aerobic activity, strengthening, like some weights, and stretching. Make it a priority. Stay committed to it. And remember this, if you want to lose weight, remember that muscle burns fat. It's that simple. Exercise increases muscle. It alters its chemistry. It tones it. It increases your metabolic rate. So if you want to lose weight and keep it off, make exercise a key component of your health program.
Joining us on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her books and website, like having a holistic health app for anything related to superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, natural remedies, balanced living, aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully, which we're talking about today. SusanSmithJones.com is the website. We're talking about 10 tips on how we can age gracefully. You've got number three, slow down, and that's, boy, I would think that's so important, yet so difficult to do, isn't it? We really don't live in a slow-down society anymore.
No, it's like rush, rush, rush.
Yes.
And in fact, a great little quote by Henry David Thoreau, one of my buddies, it's for exercise and this tip, slow down, is an early morning walk is a blessing for the entire day. And if you can find 5 to 15 minutes every day for some silence, for meditation, where you're just going to sit quietly alone, breathing deeply, it will revitalize your body and your spirit. You don't have to be a Buddhist monk. You just sit quietly, maybe focus on your breath or something for which you feel peaceful. Emerson once said, what lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies within you. Meditation puts you in touch with that never-ending fountain of peace that's within you. And we don't have time now, but if you want to learn more about the ABCs of why, when, where, and how to meditate, in the store on my website, I have two audio books. One is called Wired to Meditate. One's called Choose to Live Peacefully. But if you can just fit in 5 minutes a day, you'll find that it will enrich your experience of living for the rest of the day.
Be a great show. I would love to talk about that. And that information, again, at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Eat a colorful, fiber-rich diet. Diet is so important to how we feel and how we look.
And there are so many choices out there that are competing for our attention, from low-carb, high-protein, paleo, Atkins, juicing, whatever, the cleansing diets. And I think my grandmother said it the best, because she taught me when I was a teenager. She distilled it down to these three simple phrases. She said, eat real food, not junk food, don't overeat, and emphasize produce. And fiber-rich produce is the most important health care your money can buy. Fruits and vegetable consumption correlates with reduced risk of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. And fiber in these foods helps your digestive tract keep humming along the way it was designed to. So, you know, if you want your skin to look better, if you want to lose weight easier, be in a good mood, have more energy throughout the day, eat more plant-based foods.
And here's a tip that really doesn't cost you anything. Be kind and enthusiastic. Talk about that, because sometimes we overlook that, and then you realize when you've said something nice to somebody and you see that smile on their face or them saying thank you, it makes it all worth it.
Absolutely. See, one of the key secrets to living gracefully and happily and healthily is to champion high self-esteem. And this begins with taking loving care of yourself, treating yourself with kindness. That's a great place to start before you treat other people with kindness. Jane Austen once said, there is no charm equal to the tenderness of heart. And I recommend to go out every day and do something nice for somebody else. Let your enthusiasm shine in everything you do. Young children know how to do this well. Emerson said, I love this quote, enthusiasm is the mother of effort, and without it, nothing great was ever accomplished. The successful person has enthusiasm. And Mark Twain, who shares my birthday, he said, kindness is the language with which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Be kind to other people. It starts with yourself, but we all just want to be appreciated, valued, respected, and loved, and live by the golden rule, how my mom and grandmother taught me to live.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, website SusanSmithJones.com, talking about 10 tips to live a healthy, happy, and balanced life in body, mind, and spirit. In relationship to that, one of the tips is get involved and volunteer. That's very important on so many levels.
Yeah, volunteer. And that's similar with kindness and enthusiasm.
Yes.
Find ways to be of service daily. Help others. Volunteer your time at a food drive, driving an elderly person to a doctor's appointment. Maybe you volunteer at your child's school or a community project. Whatever you do, find activities where you can show by your daily actions how much you care.
And we're talking about keeping your body hydrated once again. This is so important. Every aspect, every element, every facet of health we talk about comes back to one of the components is staying hydrated. Talk about the importance of water to our overall health.
Yes, yes. And if you're dehydrated, it's hard to feel good, be happy, be healthy, have energy, sleep. You never want to underestimate the importance of drinking ample water every day. This proper fluid balance is essential to release the waste and toxins from your body, gives your whole body a healthy glow, makes your skin look great. And so often, people think they're hungry when they're just really thirsty. So the next time you think you're hungry, enjoy a glass of water first and wait 10 minutes. Chances are you were probably thirsty and not hungry. And go to my website and check out the benefits of having health-enhancing alkaline water. Go to my navigation bar, go to favorite products, and you'll see lots of articles I wrote about the benefits of alkaline water there.
And you mentioned toxins. One of the tips is detoxify with infrared sauna. Talk about the importance of detoxification.
Yeah, you know, there's a world-famous clinic in Switzerland. It's called the Paracelsus Clinic. And so from that clinic to many top medical doctors and anti-aging to thousands of health practitioners, we all know that the best way to keep your body detoxified year-round, keep it cleansed and get always rid of heavy metals and pesticide residues, is by using an infrared sauna. It's the easiest, quickest way to look younger, to relax, to improve circulation and digestion, to quell joint and muscular aches and pains, to lose weight, to make your skin look better. And for decades, I have been researching the benefits of saunas. The infrared sauna is really the best one. So, and you can learn more about infrared saunas on my website. If we had 3 hours, we could go into everything in detail. And then people often say to me, well, what would be the best food supplement to take to help detoxify? And there's a food supplement. Well, it's called phycocyanin. That's a great word to bring out at a party if it's boring. What do you think of phycocyanin? And it's a water-soluble antioxidant. And there have been hundreds of studies to show how it goes through your body as this free radical scavenger and detoxifier for all of the 70 trillion cells in your body. And I take 500 milligrams of it daily, and I buy it, you know, the brand name of the one I take, because there aren't many out there available. It's called Blue Magic. It's a bluish aqua color. You can get it in capsule or powder form, and I take it every single day. So go to my website, look at favorite products, scroll down to Blue Magic, and I take it every single day of the year. So rather than 1 week a year when most people might do a detox program, year round I stay detoxified.
And that website is SusanSmithJones.com. A couple minutes left in the program. Two more tips to cover. Take time to tune out and clean out the closets and simplify. First of all, tune out. Boy, that is so difficult to do as we're constantly checking our phones. You walk out publicly, everybody's looking down at their phone, and you say, we really need to tune out from time to time.
Oh, sorry, I just tuned out.
I was going to say something. I think, okay, this is, she's tuning out on me now.
Yeah.
It's always good to tune out.
It's got to be appropriate.
Well, yeah, and not in the middle of interviews. That's a bad time to tune out.
See, you want to turn off the television, the iPhone, the iPad, the computer, the gaming system every so often and spend quality time as a family or with friends. Maybe you pick one day a week, or maybe you pick 1 to 3 hours daily, or 15 minutes daily, and turn off all tech devices and the TV. Because most people, Rick, are totally addicted to their tech devices, and studies now show that in-person communication skills are suffering as a result.
And I can totally believe that. So take time to tune out, except during radio programs. And then clean out the closets and simplify. And that really, it's like, okay, how is that going to work? That really does, doesn't it? When you're forced to, and we moved offices a while back, and I had saved things for like 13 years, pitched it, and there's really a good feeling when it's over with, like, wow, this is, simplification really works out well.
Oh, boy, it is such an important part of being the best that you can be. I always say donate gently used items to your local charity, simplify your living environment, keep only those things in your home and office that you love, value, make you happy, that touch your heart in a meaningful way. Maybe you make an agreement for 1 month, 30 days, to take 10 to 20 minutes daily to clean out. Start with one room, one shelf, one cupboard. And if you say, oh, I'll do it for 2 to 3 hours a day, you know you won't, so don't set yourself up to fail. And maybe it will take longer than 30 days. Maybe it will take one season, 90 days, to go through your whole home and garage. That's okay. Be persistent, because every day you make progress, you feel lighter, more motivated to continue the process, more empowered, and it's so enlightening to declutter your entire living space. You know, most people continue to put it off month after month, year after year, and I say, don't do that. It will change your life for the better. It will give you more confidence and happiness as you complete the process and help you feel as though you are walking on air and living with grace. And I'm eager, so enthusiastic about this cleaning out process. I'm in the middle of doing it now, and I've got about 3 more weeks to finish my entire house. And every day I'm feeling lighter and lighter and happier. And I love giving away things that I don't need that other people can use.
And a key to that is in small bits of time. Like you said, if you think I'm going to do 3 hours like come Saturday, it doesn't happen. If you do a little bit at a time, it's amazing how much you can get accomplished.
That's right. Exactly.
A minute or so left in the program. We started by talking about being grateful. Let's talk about that again and the importance of that, because you really emphasize that. And you have it at number one on the list. Talk again about why that's so important. And again, it doesn't take a lot of time. It certainly doesn't take any money to be grateful.
No, and I want to say again that just 15 seconds, all these changes take place in your body of focusing on something for which you're grateful. Your blood supply to your heart increases, your breathing becomes deeper, you increase the oxygen level of your tissues, and along with the other things I mentioned up top, the vibrational rate of every cell in your body increases, which infuses your whole body with light, and you become a more efficacious channel for love and light. It sounds like something maybe only people in La La Land here in L.A. talk about, but it's true. You invite your heart light to shine when you cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Now, Rick, if all this happens when you focus for just 15 seconds on something that brings you pleasure, joy, a feeling of gratitude, imagine what would happen to your health and life if you were able to cultivate grateful thoughts and feelings regularly, you know, at least once an hour throughout each day of the year. Your entire life will change for the better, and you always attract back to yourself who you are, what you think, what you believe. Be more grateful, and you will attract back into your life more things for which to be grateful.
So during the course of a day, leave a little time for gratitude as you're working through the day. Out of time on the program, we've been talking about aging healthy, happily, and gracefully, 10 tips for living a more sacred, balanced life in body, mind, and spirit. Our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The website is very simple, susansmithjones.com. Information on today's topic and much more there as well. And if you visit her website, you can get a free copy of her color recipe book entitled Conscious Cuisine. Beautiful photos of the recipes and positive affirmations as well. The book will surely provide you with delicious, nutritious meals and inspiration year-round. Time has gone by very quickly. Dr. Susan, thank you so much for being with us. Looking forward to have you back in the program.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.